We got guests in the studio, man. Guests in the studio. Good sister Leah Newsom is in the studio. Welcome to the Driving Five.
Hello. Thank you.
You know, I saw your comments online on Facebook. You made a post.
Yes.
I need to pull that post up, Rob.
Yes, so, you always prepare. Why don't you have it already?
Can't believe the experience I just had at some beauty supplied on Henry Street. The owner is so rude, I almost lost it. Now, she's a good missionary. She's a good sister at the church. She's about ready to lose her faith.
Lose it. Lost it.
Right. When I think about it, she is always complaining about something. Every time we go there, which isn't often.
No.
Trust, I would take my business elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And then the comments started flowing in.
Flowing.
It's like people been waiting for somebody to
say something.
To say something.
Yes.
Explain to Muskegon what happened at Sun Beauty Supply.
Okay, so everything happened on Tuesday. It had to be around 7:45. Me and my daughter was going there to pick up one item. That's usually what it is when we go there, just a quick pick up something and we're out. We finally found the item. We were checking out. My daughter was being a big girl. She was like, Mom, I'm going to pay for my stuff myself. I'm like, okay,
all right,
let's do that. And so she pulled the money out of her purse, and it was folded. So my daughter gave her the money. She was not happy about her money being folded. Oh, wow. So she started mumbling. I'm like, excuse me, what did you say? And she kept saying rude. I said, what do you mean rude? What's rude? You need to teach your daughter some manners. And she just exploded. I'm like, what do you mean manners? My daughter has manners for sure, without a doubt.
Right.
If the problem is about the money, whatever the case, say that in a respectful way and we can converse and figure it out and get it done, you know, be done with this whole scenario. She completely exploded on us, told us to get out the store. Mm. It was really crazy. It took me by surprise. Wow. I couldn't believe it because we've been there before. And when I think back on it, she's always complaining about something. But it's usually ended with a laugh, and right, there it is. But this time, it was totally, totally different. It's one thing to speak to me about something, but when you are addressing my child, who I know has manners, you have crossed the line.
Wow.
Completely.
And then other people started to... Rob, you got some of the comments there?
I can't pull it up right now.
Oh, y'all not friends on Facebook.
Right.
You didn't make it public. You made this only for your friends, did you? Yeah, if you made it public, I read it. One person says she is extremely, it is so unacceptable, I hate to say it, but she probably needs to be shut down. And this is from somebody that I really, really respect, who doesn't bother anybody. And apparently, this place has been treating our sisters bad for a long time. Is majority of their business black?
Majority of the business is always black. See, that's the thing that we all know that. It's nothing new. It's nothing surprising. Every last one of the beauty supply stores, the consumers, it is us.
Wow. And treating ladies like that. And so how does this thing end?
It ends with us saying enough. We have to stop giving them our dollars if we can't be respected. If you're blowing up over something as minute as a folded dollar bill, I can't even imagine anything beyond that. Now that I know it is something beyond that, based on all the comments, I was even more shocked because I had never dealt with her before this. I didn't know she had other locations like on Apple Street and Laketon.
Oh, okay.
So this is nothing new for her.
Well,
I've always wished that a black person would open up a beauty supply store. There was one years ago, PA. I can't
think of it. Miss Rome. Yeah.
Steve's
mom.
Steve's Boutique or whatever it was called.
Yeah, on Sherman.
But there isn't anymore. And I don't know if it's because the business is hard to get into or black women won't go to a black owned beauty supply store. What do you think?
I think it's a combination of both.
Okay.
It's a combination of industry that it's hard to get into, because when it's geared towards one group of people to have that area, then that's what it is. So it just makes it harder for us to get into. The second thing is, when you are so used to going to certain locations, it's hard to break those patterns.
Okay.
So it really takes us to say, okay, let's support our own and really open up and do something for ourselves and put that money back into our pockets.
There is a market for it. Yours truly.
Definitely. It's a billion
as quiet as it was
industry.
I sold four lace wigs for a long time. Nobody knew I was hustling. The best Remy Yaki, number two, number four, straight,
right,
whatever.
Look,
I did all of it.
Human
when
hair.
When he started selling lace front wigs, I didn't know nothing about it. But he schooled me on it.
Been to the factories in China.
Yeah,
you know
what? Yes. The factories in China.
It is a billion-dollar industry.
Yeah.
It's enough money for us to tap in.
I just got tired. I got tired.
It was too much work.
I need a team for this.
He would have wigs come here, right?
Wow.
We would have to get the wigs, then separate them. Me not being a female, I don't know
what you're
doing.
You say,
get the Yaki number 5 and get Yoda number 10.
Come too complex.
You know?
Right.
So it's a market. It's definitely a market for it.
It is a market, and it's never going anywhere. It's here to stay. So...
You talked to some of your friends. Well, some of your friends were telling you. Give us some of the stories you have heard.
They are all saying the same. Like, it's the mouth. She is just completely disrespectful with her mouth. It doesn't matter what she says, how she say it. It's like, this is what I'm doing, period. You like it? If you don't, get out my store. Don't come back. And that's usually the final result from that.
And nothing ever
happened. Nothing has ever happened, to my knowledge. Nothing has ever happened. And well, something needs to happen, though.
Well, we are we're going to get Eric Hood from the NAACP on the phone line.
Yes.
And he will offer us some kind of suggestions of what we need to do as a people. Because that's not the only store. There's some other stores that are doing
it. It's other
too.
Stores.
Yeah, some of the liquor stores are doing it. And
very much so.
We hear a lot about the Asian hate in this community, but what's not talked about is how they might treat African Americans.
Correct.
And that is happening. We can't get him?
All right.
We're working on getting Eric Hood on the phone line.
You need a black nail salon, female for males or female salon.
We have so many nail professionals out here. If you go to Black Wall Street Muskegon, you will see so many on there that we can support.
Oh, okay.
That we can go to.
Well, we're going to have to go there and see if we can, you know, at least talk to the people that's doing it and see the support that we can give through our platform.
Yes.
Because they've been in our community for years and they treat us like this, and because they know we're, you know, our population will continue to go there.
We will continue to support, and that the problem is too is what are they doing for us in return?
We have been
after what's the one in the Heights.
I forgot the name, man.
They don't do nothing.
Hair Plus.
In our Hair Plus.
Yes.
We've been on their head like 40 going north, you know, years ago.
Yeah.
And they still ain't did nothing for our community because they look at it as they're going to keep coming.
They're going to keep
no matter what.
You say.
I think we got Eric Hood. Eric, are you there?
Yes.
All right.
How you doing, Paul?
We're doing good. We got Leah Newsom in the studio. And she shared her experience of Sun Beauty Supply on Henry. What can you say to her and other people who are experiencing these kind of experiences at places that we are supporting and help keep open?
Well, one thing I say is I agree with her. We need to start standing up as a people for these shops that don't treat us right or treat us disrespectful. Disrespectfully, we don't have to spend our dollar with them. And I understand that the hair market is a hard market to get into, but we can still pick and choose who we go to.
Right. If she want to file complaints, other people want to file complaints, is the NAACP still taking complaints?
NAACP, we're always taking complaints. We always take complaints. And if someone feels like they've been discriminated against, like their civil rights have been violated, then by all means, come see us. Give us a call.
Okay. How can they reach you?
You can reach us at, I'm going to give you this number, 231-343-2706.
All right. And you guys are still having your monthly meetings, right?
Yes, we have our monthly meetings the fourth Wednesday of every month. The fourth Wednesday of every month at 5:30 p.m. And we meet down on Ottawa Street at... Caught me off guard. I always forget the name of my church.
Don't worry about it, Eric. We'll get it, bro.
We tend to do that sometimes, Eric. Call people on the fly.
All right. Hey, thank you for this phone call, man. And we're going to make sure the community hears this and we continue to have this conversation. And it means you guys, man. And the NAACP is still relevant. Y'all still relevant.
Yes, we are. And we need more of our people, too. We need more people to come and help us take on this fight against racism, against unfair wages, against finance companies not serving us as they serve others.
Facts.
We need everyone we can get to help us.
All right, brother. Thank you so much, Eric. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. He's the president of the local NAACP. If we get a bunch of people like that complain to NAACP, then they start an investigation, you know, it could lead to a lot that could happen to this store.
A lot of change, yeah. You know, not just to that particular store, but like I said earlier, we went after Hair Plus because of rudeness and things like that. And for a time there, they wasn't really making no money. They still ain't came to our, I don't see them in any, sponsoring any black events.
No.
They get their dollars.
They always get their dollars. Yeah.
I can't remember.
They're millionaires.
Yeah.
What I'm going to have to do is just go sit down there one day and see how many white women go in there.
No.
It was funny.
That's a waste of time. Yeah, I'm like, okay. No, let's not even.
231-722-8338. That's a phone line.
How is your queen doing, you know, after that incident?
She was very offended. She was like, Mommy, I have manners. I said, I know you do.
Mm.
You know, so it's that part of it as well. Having to, you know, just validate with her. You're good. She's wrong.
How old is your baby?
She's 12.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
She's 12 years old.
12 years old and spending her own money.
It's never too early.
You're right. Trust me, I got one daughter. Yeah. I got five kids, four boys and one daughter.
Yeah.
She spent my money more than she spent her own money.
Oh, yeah. She tries it, but
She spent her own money.
She spent her own money.
You wouldn't say, Mommy?
No.
Can you take care of this for me?
No, Mommy is like, you got that?
Yeah, you got it. You got it handled.
You got it.
Lil, thank you for being open to being able to talk about this, because most people can't do that. You know, they just get upset and we don't hear anything about it.
No.
Just let it happen.
And yeah.
There's a lot of times people like you who speak out that, you know, can make that difference and that change.
Yep. And we have to. It's imperative.
Well, hope everything's well. Are you still at Xfinity?
I am in Xfinity.
You get that free? I need the cable hookup right now.
I also own Frame too. If you ever heard of Framed Shades, I sell sunglasses.
Oh, really?
And optical frames. Shameless.
No. Yeah. How do we connect?
Yeah, I typically do a lot of pop ups around the city. So
I'm about to jump on this tour. I need some dimmers. I need
Let's go.
Some. What do they call them in Detroit? Ride with them shades. They call them from Detroit.
No, you can't.
I know I can't afford. I can wish for them, right?
Yeah, you can wish.
What do you call?
Well, I can't say you can't afford.
No, you said it right.
No,
you're right. I'm cool with the bootleg. The Detroit. What's the name of them shades? Right, help me out, man. They the Michigan guys put them on when they get the Now I'm drawing a brain.
You made me draw one. I had it at the tip of my tongue.
And I'm generally behind
the
game.
What's the shades, the glass frames that they wear that's real expensive?
The Cartier?
No, not Cartier.
The Detroit. They call them. They got a name.
Buffs.
The Buffs.
Oh.
I need some Buffs. You got some Buffs?
I'll look into those for you. Give me a minute.
I don't think she wants to.
And I'll take the knockoff Buffs, too. They ain't got to be the real Buffs. I'll take the knockoff Buffs.
Let's go.
You know what I mean? But I think the real Buffs cost a lot more money. And Rob is right. I can't afford it. Do you want to give out your number here for if people want to connect with you on the frames?
Yes. My number is 231-726-0727. I also have a Facebook page that you can go to that a lot of people already go to and post their pics. So those are two ways you can reach me.
You got some with you?
You know what? I thought about that. You know what? I can just go home and grab some and come right back.
Please. I need to get, Hooker Brother. No, I'm not playing $700 for the Detroit bus. That's a plane ticket.
Glasses.
I got a buff for you.
You got a buff, right? Yeah, I need the bootlegs.
I need the bootlegs.
A buffer. Some shoes, but not no glasses.
Something like I told Gemini the Poet, and she calls me a bully for it.
Oh.
When you're selling a product,
okay,
you don't never leave home without it in your trunk.
True that.
Never.
You're right
always
about
that. On point to get your product sold because you never know. Just like now.
Yep.
He ain't going to buy something from you.
Well, guess what? I'm coming back.
He's going to buy something from
you. You can say that now, but I'll be back.
I hope you know how to, I wish you know how to fix glasses. I had one that broke on me last
night. I
wish you knew how to fix it.
Okay,
too.
So now.
Not for real, though.
I got to be the fixer, the seller, all that. Okay.
So what kind of music do you like? We're going to play whatever, and we didn't talk about this. I hope we got it.
Oh, wow.
Ugh, I'm going out there on the edge.
I'm so old school, to be honest with you. 90s
you
all day.
You don't look that old. See, me and him old as dirt. You know, and you
really?
Can tell. Yeah. We
volcanoes. volcano eruptions. We're around.
Hey, I'm a solid 46.
I'm talking about. Yeah.
But we much older.
Yeah.
Wow. He's in his 70s and I'm in my
78. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
so. Y'all look good.
I wish. Where's my check at? I wish I was in the 70s.
Right?
I have several checks waiting on the drop. Run that.
SSI.
Now she says she's coming back, PA, with her glasses.
I am.
When she come back, and I know you're gonna make a purchase, you gotta take a picture of them.
I am.
And tag her. I already see
what you like. Okay.
Yeah. I got some in the ride. One is disabled. So I was praying.
Man down.
I was hoping my voodoo would work. You know me, my voodoo would work, but it's not working. No. I just thought it was gonna come back together. So
who do you like, music wise?
Ooh, right now, honestly, I'm listening to a little new school though. Right now,
whatever you got, we might have it.
Her name's Tyler. I had Tyler already lined up.
Yeah, I've been listening to real heavy.
I got Tyler. She's already lined up. Water's already lined up.
Yeah, I have been listening to her daily.
She's hot.
Breathe Me. That's one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. All right, okay. I don't have Breathe Me. We got Water. We got some other songs.
Okay.
You got to remember, we have
on
to have
and
clean
on.
Songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clean.
So if she say any cuss.
No, it's all clean.
It's clean.
Tyler's clean.
She is?
It's clean. Come on, Rob. She's South African, bro.
I'm not even like
thank you, Leah, for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to try again to reach out to this Sun
Beauty.
Beauty
Supply.
See what they have to say.
Yes. Come on, ladies, let's make this happen.
All right. Here you go. Here's a title for you. It's Afternoon Jams. Going back to my music.